News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Children may be turning their noses up at broccoli and Brussels sprouts, but there is a good reason. New research suggests that rather than just being fussy eaters, children dislike vegetables like cauliflower, kale and cabbage because of a type of bacteria in their mouths. So if your children turn down healthy foods, should you try and make them eat them? We're joined by Sarah Keogh, dietitian at eatwell.ie. Sarah, this research is interesting. Does it come as a surprise to you?
No, I mean, we've known for a long time there's different sort of compounds in fruits and vegetables and so on that will taste certain ways to people. And we know there's differences. You know the people who love cucumber, those who hate it, and the same with things like coriander. So I think what's interesting here is they're really linking it in with particular bacteria in the mouths of children, and they're seeing that it makes the kids not like this, particularly the smell, to be honest, of the vegetable, but that it actually tracks with their parents. So their parents seem to have the same bacteria in their mouth as well. So I wonder, I'd love to have seen, where if the parents like the vegetables the same as much as the kids do. But we see in the study, the parents seem to like them later. So it might just be a case that you just need to keep working with kids to get them used to eating them.
Okay. How worried, because I think probably most parents here will say at least one of their kids is a picky eater is the term that people use, maybe don't eat vegetables, or how worried should they be, should parents be about that?
To be honest, I mean, most of the time, most kids will have a few foods they don't like. So a thing I'd often say to parents is, five or six foods, if kids don't like them, it's okay, they're allowed. Fussy eating or picky eating, really, I'd only be worried if the child was really very, very restricted and if you saw it actually impacting on their nutrition. Because, you might get kids who don't eat broccoli, but they'll generally eat carrots or something else instead, or you can get it in with soups and sort of different dishes and things like that. So for a lot of kids, the picky, the fussy eating, there's a couple of things they don't like, but it doesn't really impact on their nutrition to a huge degree. So I wouldn't be worried about it. I mean, the trick really with kids is just keep exposing them to the food over and over again. And if you can start from weaning, is the right time to do it. A lot of kids, if they've had all the foods from when they started weaning around 6 months, it's much, much easier. And then just to keep that going as well, because you tend to be brilliant on actually with the fruit and veg with kids from 6 months to about 18 months. But then as they come into the family meals, it falls away a little bit. So it's really just making sure that that whole vegetable thing keeps coming in all the time, so it stays a very familiar food to kids.
Okay. What do you do to try and get them to eat stuff that they don't like?
Well, as I said, starting early is the easiest. But if you actually have a child who's really quite fussy, there's lots and lots of different things to try. But a lot of it is just increasing familiarity with the food. So actually getting them cooking the food, handling the food, getting working with you in the supermarket to actually pick up the food and buy it. So we often think about food just in terms of taste. But if you look at something like broccoli, it's got a weird texture. There's colours, there's the way it looks and all of that. So actually kids touching it, handling it, cooking it, all of that actually breaks down a lot of barriers around foods for kids who are very fussy. And then just giving them a tiny bit of the food on a side plate at each meal without saying anything, without forcing them to eat it or even commenting. That works really, really well, in just getting them used to the food.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sarah Keogh, dietitian at eatwell.ie. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.